One reason why the Republican Party is in such disarray is that their leading candidate, Donald Trump, often takes positions that the Republican establishment absolutely opposes. It doesn't help that Trump's understanding of many of the issues are incredibly juvenile, as he is with Saudi Arabia. Trump is a businessman. Whether he's good at it or not is irrelevant. But he does see everything related to foreign policy as a business venture. That's one of the many ironies. Trump, the neo-fascist, criticizes U.S. foreign policy as if he's on the left, as if he's with the Green Party. When he talks of Saudi Arabia being pretty much a client state of the United States, he speaks an honesty that not even the Democrats would dare to speak. What Trump only cares about is a dollar exchange for a commodity and how the U.S. can come out ahead. He is correct that Saudi Arabia is in trouble. But to him, it's only about the price of oil and the level of dependency the U.S. and others have on it. Nowhere in his understanding of happenings or knowledge of events in that country would he even consider that the royal family is teetering on the edge of collapse, with the possibility of internal dissent, whether it comes from within the royal family or the masses who live in poverty and waiting for their Arab Spring, which Saudi Arabia had been so successful in suppressing in other countries, as well as brutalizing the people of Yemen for their internal struggles. Like a typical Republican and many Democrats, he would easily see the U.S. simply increase its own oil production, even if it is an oil exporter. Nowhere in his positions does he talk about reducing the need for oil and replacing it with renewable resources. That would be left for the more intelligent candidates, such as Stein of the Green Party. Even Hillary Clinton is a strong advocate for some of the worst, most environmentally destructive methods of oil extraction, notably fracking.